Rachel Crothers is certainly one of the more important artists to come from the Bloomington Normal community. She was born in 1878 in Bloomington and raised in Bloomington. I'm Bill Kemp, librarian and archivist for the McLean County Museum of History.
Sin is sin, and without sex. But so long as the worst rake feels that a girl he falls in love with will marry him, despite his past, he is not going to worry particularly about his morals. I'm Susan Hartzold. I'm curator of collections and exhibits at the McLean County Museum of History.
She is probably the single most important female dramatist, playwright of the early 20th century, certainly until Lillian Hellman arrives on the scene.
Then you don't accept the masculine explanation that the dual moral standard is the result of the different needs and natures of men and women, she was asked. If that be true, Miss Crothers answered, let's stop all this hypocrisy and let it be frankly acknowledged. Let the accumulation of a past be accepted as so much a part of the unmarried man's pastimes as smoking or drinking, and let it not be a reproach to him. What is unpardonable in our present attitude is that without accepting these things openly, we condone the man's offense and taboo the woman.
And she was quite precocious, even as a young age. When she was 12 years old, she wrote a five-act play, a very sophisticated play about a beautiful girl whose father loses the family's wealth. And she titled the play, she actually gave the play two names, Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining or The Ruined Merchant.
What do you think we should do, she was asked. Taboo them both? No, indeed. Forgive them and help so long as it seems possible to help them. But we're not even consistent in our attitude toward the woman.
They flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way. That's the Broadway melody.
Wealth, social position, artistic success cover a multitude of sins in some women. When a poor little sewing woman or school teacher is turned out of her employment and ostracized for one error, you know that as well as I.
She wrote more than 24 full-length productions for the New York stage, what we would call Broadway today. Her better-known plays include Three of Us from 1906, A Man's World from 1910, and As Husbands Go in 1931.
Come on, sit down. I don't want you fluffing about evading issues while I let you have it. And lady, am I going to let you have it?
Barry, this isn't like you.
Sit down.
She was the youngest of eight children. Her father was Dr. Eli K. Crothers, and her mother was Mary Louise Depew Crothers. Her mother was likely the first female physician in Bloomington, which makes a lot of sense because when she becomes a playwright, the main theme of her work is the role of modern women in a changing society.
You are remarkable, the most remarkable girl.
It may be that our present ideas of morality are wrong, but as long as we have them, let us at least give them the dignity of consistency.
The tension in most of her plays arose from the role of women in a rapidly industrializing society, a women's search for independence, really, in a man's world.
Kenny, you know why Gran got you here?
Adiana, please.
To get Bob away from me, but it can't be done, can it, Bob?
Bob, can't you do something?
Oh, yes. Come on, Deanne. It's too hot in here. Let's go outside.
Bob wants to shut me up. Look at him.
Not at all. Come and say it to me. Come on, please.
But I want Kitty to know the whole situation.
Bruce, take her out of the room.
Why should I leave the room? I'm a great deal more decent than anybody on it. Why don't we all leave the room in order of our sins?
No, splendid idea. I'll start the procession.
At the time that she arrived in New York, the turn of the last century, farce and melodrama really reigned supreme on the American stage. She introduces realistic characters, natural dialogue, the interplay of relatively sophisticated ideas, characters wrestling with philosophy, and in the case of Rachel Crothers, gender roles.
Eventually, we all may get to be so developed morally that marriage will become unnecessary, and we will be strong enough to choose our mates and stick to them without the legalized interference of society. But till such a time comes, we should have only one standard of morality and should enforce it regardless of sex.
The whole apartment and everything in it is too divine. You've been so clever about it.
Done a swell job, Billy.
Thanks,
yes,
Darcy.
Well, I should say so, absolutely. I dare you, did you do it yourself?
Yes, Brighton thought I'd better do myself rather than have somebody else do me.
I didn't quite get that. Don't understand it at all.
I can't believe that, darling.
What?
She was very independent. She was her own manager. She was her own agent. She produced some of her own plays.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Rachel Crothers' delightful satire, Susan and God. It stars Walter Pidgeon as Barry Trexel, Betty Davis as Susan, his wife, and Paula Winslow as Irene. Susan and Barry Trexel are married, which, of course, is not original, and they don't get along, which is not exactly a novelty, and they have lots of friends, which is understandable, and their friends have opinions, which are to the point.
Oh, Susan and Barry ought to be divorced. I think their existence is absurd.
I wonder, does Barry drink because Susan's tired of him, or is Susan tired of him because he drinks?
I hear he's adorable when he's sober and impossible when he's drunk. Any woman would get tired of that. Susan gets tired of everything.
She did have some success in Hollywood. Probably the most famous movie based on a Rachel Crothers play is probably Susan and God, released in 1940 and stars Joan Crawford in the title role, Frederick Marsh, and Rita Hayworth.
Vulgar, blatant.
Susan, you pretended to be helping him all summer, didn't you? That was your method, your wholesome, healthy method.
Susan, stop.
You're in love with him, aren't you? You began it in my house right before my
Susan,
very eyes.
Susan, I'm by the house.
Do you deny you're in love with Barry, Charlotte, do you?
No, I don't deny it.
The New York Times noted upon the death of Rachel Crothers in 1958 that, quote, she was as skillful as she was prolific. When she was at her best, she was the season's toast.
It will take a long time, of course, but women can do it. We have become so much more effective, more powerful. We are better wives, better mothers, better comrades. And so, if we set about it properly, we can make men better too.